salvation's rest. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. For we which have believed to enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Let us note first the entrance to salvation's rest. Christ is the door. Christ is the way. Christ is the road. Christ is the map, and Christ is the guide. Salvation is Christ, and Christ is salvation. He tells us he is the door. Listen to this grand declaration. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John chapter 10 and verse 9. Note secondly the energy of salvation's rest. The power of salvation's rest is Christ and Christ alone. I have power, said Christ, to lay it down. And I have power to take it again. John's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse 18. Enter while ye may. Let's look at the ease of salvation's rest. We who have believed to enter into rest. John's Gospel, chapter 10, tells us, come unto me, says Jesus, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 26 and 27. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.